Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we get here early, get everything going, and then it builds throughout the day with sports talk all the way till this evening here on WWL. Of course, business goes on in the city. Jared Bologna joins us now, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good morning, Tommy. It's an exciting week in the city.
It is. I'm telling you, I wanted to ask you, does some of this kind of wash over on a Jefferson Parish? I would think it would with hotels and restaurants and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. There are events that we're able to capitalize. I think all of our hotels are at capacity. Restaurants are enjoying a great week. We have events like Oyster Night tomorrow that all the restaurants will be celebrating. So definitely a spillover effect here.
Also, I was driving around a couple of weeks ago and went through your area and drove back by the, I guess, where your offices are and the TPC and everything else. The TPC is going to be pretty well booked this week, I would think, huh?
I think TPC is going to enjoy a great week. NOLA Motorsports back there. You see the Esplanade Mall being used as overflow parking for volunteers. So this is a major event that encompasses the entire region.
I was driving around Jefferson Parish, specifically went to Lafitte and all over, just spent a Saturday morning, was after it snowed, doing that. Talk about that area back there, if you will, Jerry, because that is amazing when you drive around back there by NOLA Motorsports, by the TPC, and that is an area of development for Jefferson Parish in the future, is it not?
Well, we sort of call that our Less Frontier. Within Jefferson Parish, we always talk about the East Bank being totally developed. The West Bank presents some opportunities for new development, and that area is some of our only large green space that's within the levee protection system. So we have the Churchill Park Business and Technology Park back there that we recently announced we'll be adding a new food and beverage, regional food and beverage incubator. NOLA Motorsports has plans to expand. You have the Ilario Sports Complex that'll be coming online in a couple of months that'll capture travel, baseball, and soccer from around the country. So there's a lot of synergy back there, a lot of good anchors. Patrick Taylor Science and Technology School, one of the top public schools in the state of Louisiana, and Delgado's River City Campus.
I'm a little bit confused about where I was driving. That would be down...
That would be Nicole Boulevard, which runs behind the TPC and in front of NOLA Motorsports or La Palco as it goes into 90, which is kind of the front of the golf course.
For y'all that have not taken a ride down there, I suggest you do it because it's like you think you're in the middle of nowhere. Then all of a sudden it's like, wow, that soccer complex you mentioned is going to be fantastic. And they're still building that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're excited about that coming online because just like the Super Bowl brings in people from around the world, we think this is going to be certainly a driver regional and within the country of travel baseball, which is big business.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with the big place, the big plot of ground on the expressway right as you get off the UAP Long Bridge and merge on the 90? What's going to be there? Do you know?
Trying to think of which one you're talking. They're working on several projects over there.
Moons used to be, or maybe Moons still is in that area, if that helps you.
Oh, on the West Bank side?
Yeah, on the West Bank.
I'm at a loss. We have Loop Linen, which is built. Loop Linen is building their large new complex there at LA 18. You have Atmos Energy building their new headquarters sort of at the base. And you, I think you're talking about the expansion next to the Mardi Gras. Is it like a Mardi Gras supplier there?
Okay. I didn't know what it was, but it just, whenever I see a big piece of ground being cleared and filled, I always wonder what it is, because it seems like more business, which is what you're all about, right, Jerry?
That's it. More business that leads to better quality of life and a higher tax base, which leads to better education, better police protection, and that's what we're all about.
Tell me about the More Here campaign. What's up with that?
Last year, the parish council dedicated some funds to us, really to develop a all-encompassing campaign, a new front door for Jefferson Parish. And we developed the More Here campaign, and that's sort of a play off of, there's a lot of double entendre there, but when we are working with businesses, sometimes we sell them on the fact that if they come to a market like this, like the New Orleans region, they can be more here. They can be a bigger fish in a smaller pond versus if we're in a competitive posture with an Atlanta or a Dallas. Companies may want to be there, but they're just another number, and they don't get the attention that we can give them here. So the More Here campaign was released at our annual luncheon late last year, but you'll see the billboards up this week around Super Bowl, and we have a new website that we'll be rolling out around the middle of this year. And it's all about being more here, innovating more here, all sorts of things.
Is there a counterpart to what we're talking about in Churchill Park on the East Bank, or not really? That's all pretty well developed.
Well, in all honesty, Churchill was developed to be a West Bank alternative to Elmwood.
Okay.
Elmwood has been very successful over the years, but despite its lack of planning, for example, Elmwood, most of the businesses in there have a lack of parking. They don't have a lot of turning radius for trucks, things like that. We always envision Churchill to be a well-planned alternative to Elmwood. And I think as the land prices in Elmwood continue to escalate, and you see Elmwood sort of switch from the historic warehousing and logistics hub it once was to more commercial, more apartments, more living, the land prices continue to explode in Elmwood. And so the Churchill and that West Bank area that you're pointing to right on the other side of the Huey really presents a great opportunity for businesses to purchase cheaper land and still have great access to roads and the airport and the river and everything else.
We'll take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll talk about residential development, because that thought was running through my mind as I drove around. And I would suggest to everybody, every now and then, get in a car and just drive around, see what's new in Jefferson Parish, what's new in Orleans Parish, St. Charles, you name it, because you'd be surprised. And I'm going to tell you, man, it's jaw-dropping when you see the NOLA Motorsports and TPC and all that area that's open back there, and Patrick Taylor and so forth at Churchill Park. We're talking to Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. We're broadcasting live from the Morial Convention Center at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. More when we come back. 721, Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back here at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row and Memorial Convention Center, celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. We're talking with Jerry Bologna, Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. He is in the Treasure Chest Casino power seat, virtually. You didn't know that, did you, Jerry?
I hope I'm winning.
You are. You. If you are, we're going to have somebody look into it. Anyway, let's talk about... Pat Connick texted me, a friend of mine, good friend, talked about the asking you to expand on the travel ballpark, and we've already addressed it. But Pat's, you know, lives in Marrero, not too far from there, proud of it, as he should be. And I just think, we can also go into residential development in that area if there's any opportunity for that. I don't know anything about flood maps or any of that, but there is so much area out there, and it's so nice, Jerry.
Well, I think one of the things Senator Connick is really excited about is when these families do come to the area. Oftentimes, the players are there on scene, and that there's the ability to establish a village that can house those players, and then you have all the opportunities for the parents to play golf, go on swamp tours, go down to the quarter, whatever that case may be, and that's where you really capture a lot of that disposable income here in the community. And we have a lot of opportunities both there at the ballpark. I know Senator Connick is excited about Hope Haven and the redevelopment of that and the ability of developments like that to capture some of that spillover effect as well.
Man, I think y'all are on top of it with that travel ball. People that are not involved have no idea how big that is unless they've been to Florida on vacation and seen some of the business, I guess, that Pensacola and Panama City Beach gets and those kind of things. And I guess, Jerry, that's what you're hoping to do, attract some of that?
Well, I think from our viewpoint, so many of these existing travel ball facilities have nothing to offer other than the ball. And we feel like families would much prefer to come to an area like this region where there is so much to do other than play ball when the kids are not playing ball. I think we have a huge advantage over any of the other existing facilities.
This is kind of from left field, but somebody texted in about, they're saying the lights look so good on the Crescent City Connection for the Super Bowl, and they're talking about how awesome it would look for the UEP Long to be lighted as well. I joked with Cynthia Lee Sheng that should be her legacy, having that bridge lit. What would be involved in that? Has anybody been talking about that or looking into it?
We actually off and on over the years have looked at it, and we've taken a more serious approach here, I would say, in the last year. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of parties involved in that. With the UEP, of course, you have the Public Belt Railroad and the rail providers that have some say-so, DOTD. There are a lot of parties, but that's not to say it can't be done, and we're trying to coalesce all those parties and identify the funding. It's not a cheap proposition, but the fact that LED technology is much better than the old way of doing things and cheaper for maintenance, we think we might be able to get that done, and it is something that we would like to bring to fruition.
So, scale of 1 to 10, nobody's given a deposition here under oath or anything. Likelihood of that happening as it stands now, you would say?
I'd give it a 6 or a 7.
I like it. Thank you, Jerry Bologna. A pleasure as always. Executive Director of JEDCO, Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. And again, I would suggest if y'all have not gone to that Churchill Park area, set some time aside, take a ride on a nice day, because you could be surprised.